Esmeralda, would you like to hear some reasons why we should all appreciate squirrels?
Aw, yeah.
Now, do you like squirrels?
I like them, but then they freak me out a little bit because a lot of times when, like, fall, they'll be everywhere, you know, getting ready for winter. And if you just walk down the street, they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
They're like people where they're just crossing the street like, hello. And then they just cross.
Yeah.
They're all up in the trees looking at you crazy. Well, sometimes they do. I was walking down the sidewalk and I once saw a squirrel, and it was just like making this weird, just like heaving noise, or growling noise. I don't know what was happening.
Whoa.
I stared at it for like 5 minutes, wondering what was happening.
Did he transform into a demon or something?
It was that kind of like this weird, like huffing, puffing noise.
Were you afraid for your life?
I mean, it wasn't looking straight at me, so.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, I do have that fear where they I feel like they might jump on me.
Well, we used to, you know, my ex-wife and I used to have a garden, a small garden on our balcony, and they would just destroy it. They would, you know, we were trying to grow tomatoes. No. I mean, we had a vegetable garden outside, and it was just, they would just climb up, and we were on the third floor. There's a tree, like a big tree, like right next to our back porch.
Oh.
And so they jump right off of the tree onto the back porch. And we were, you know, pretty high up. We were on the third floor. And it was just, you know, the only thing that they didn't, I'll tell you what they didn't attack, Esmeralda. Here's what squirrels don't like. They don't like basil.
Really?
Yes. I don't know. For some reason, they did not eat any of the basil, or they tried it and didn't like it.
Right.
That was the only thing that flourished in our garden was basil, which is nice because I love basil.
Right. Have you seen them, though? Have you seen that? There used to be a Discovery Channel show about squirrels. They did maybe 2 episodes of it where they set up all these things to get them to get to food.
Yeah.
And they're like little acrobats.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's one of the things that they talk about a little bit in this 15 Reasons Why We Should Appreciate Squirrels. But we would always, like, you know, our kitchen window, you know, would be, we had a big kitchen window that overlooked our back porch. And so the squirrels would just come up, and they would just be brazen about it. You know what I mean? They would just come, like one squirrel in particular that we convinced it was the same squirrel, had like a little spot on his tail or whatever, would come right up to the window, like eating our tomatoes.
Oh man.
Just like look right in the window and go, yeah, hey, screw you. Look what I'm doing. We would like bang on the window to get it away, and it would just be standing there.
Yeah, they don't care. They know. They're very smart.
So it was just so frustrating, you know? Yeah. And then, you know, somebody said, I mean, this is not, somebody said that they used to, people would put mothballs out to keep squirrels away from their garden.
Hmm.
But I think that's harmful to the squirrels, so we didn't do that.
Oh yeah, no.
So we didn't want to kill them. We just wanted, you know, we would like to have had, you know, cucumbers and tomatoes and stuff. That would have been nice, you know. So, all right. So here are some reasons why we should appreciate squirrels. But I think you already do, Esmeralda.
Yeah, I don't mind them.
Yeah, with their crazy eyes.
They're not really crazy. It's just that you don't know. They move so quickly that at any moment they could jump on you.
Yeah.
If they wanted to.
Here's the first reason. They can jump really, really far. So we should appreciate that. In one study of the tree-dwelling plantain squirrels that roamed the campus of the National University of Singapore, squirrels were observed jumping almost 10 feet at a stretch. In another study with the eastern ground squirrel, one researcher observed the squirrel jumping more than 8 feet between a tree stump and a feeding platform, propelling itself 10 times the length of its body. Then flying squirrels obviously can traverse much farther distances in midair. A northern flying squirrel, for instance, can glide up to 295 feet.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah, you know, we were trying to, like I said, when we were trying to, like, get them off the porch to get away from us, I would, like, kind of go out and, like, with a broom, like, get out of the porch. And the tree was like next to the back porch, and they would just jump like midair, and, you know, grab onto the tree and jump to another limb. It was, like you said, acrobatic. It's like boing, bing, boing, you know. I just felt like an old man coming out there with a, get off my porch, when I got a broom.
Were you wearing a robe and slippers?
Yeah, I had curlers in my hair.
Oh, wow.
So, now, Dan, you have a patio and all that stuff. Do you have, like, a squirrel issue? Have you had any squirrel issues?
They have attacked the tomatoes on occasion, but for the most part, we've been lucky. My friend Sam, though, she was walking her daughter at the park one time, and the squirrel got into the stroller.
Ooh!
And the baby was out of it, thankfully, but it, like, nuzzled its way into the bottom part of the snacks. And so, like, she's, like, just started walking to it thinking it would leave, but it stared her down. He's like, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here. And eventually, like, I think she grabbed a stick and it
threw it and
got it away. Yeah. But
that's
yeah,
pretty scary.
Yeah.
I've called them just for fun, like, and they'll come over. They'll be like, yes.
They will.
And I'm like, no, I have nothing.
Yeah. And then they get mad. Yeah. Why'd you call me over here, man? You don't have a nut or something for me?
And then right up your pants.
Yeah. Dan, you looking forward to next Friday now? Because that's certainly going to be part of 315. That's certainly going to be a part of it.
A nice two-parter.
Yeah. Yeah. Right up your pants. Also, Esmeralda, they're very organized. I don't know if you know this, but squirrels are very organized.
I believe it.
A recent study found that eastern fox squirrels living in UC Berkeley's campus cache their nuts according to type or cache. I always say cache. Right? You can say it both ways, right, Dan?
I believe so.
Cache or cache? According to type, when given, hey, maybe we can find that sexy voice to get the
cash.
Good. Is that what?
Cash.
What did she say?
Cash.
Okay.
She's so excited.
Cash.
Now it's spelled C A C H E.
Cash.
Thank you. It sounds like she's sneezing.
Cash.
Bless you.
I don't know why I found that so funny.
Cash.
According to type, they organize their nuts.
Cash.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you. When a mixture of walnuts, pecans, almonds, and hazelnuts, the squirrels took the time to hide each type of nut in a specific place. This method of spatial chunking may help them remember where the nuts are and where they will retrieve them later. Though the study wasn't able to determine this for sure, the study's results suggested that the squirrels may have been organizing their caches by even more subtle categories, like the size of the nuts.
Cache.
God bless you. But their forgetfulness helps trees grow, Esmeralda.
Oh.
Tree squirrels are one of the most important animals around when it comes to planting forests. Though they may be careful about where they bury their acorns and other nuts, they still forget about quite a few of their caches, or at least neglect to retrieve them. And when they do, those acorns often sprout, resulting in more trees and eventually yet more acorns for the squirrels.
Cache.
God bless you. So stupid. All right, we have to take a break here, and we'll come back. I'll give you more facts about why you should like squirrels. And then we got a lot of dummy stories to get to. So we'll get to those after the news. Yeah, and that's all coming up right here on WGN. Yeah. Hey, welcome back. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? And we're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower here till 5. All right. So we're talking about squirrels and how we should appreciate them. They're organized. They jump. They got crazy eyes. How about this one? They are one of the few mammals that can sprint down a tree head first. You may not be too impressed when you see a squirrel running down a tree, but they're actually accomplishing a major feat. Most animals can't climb vertically down head first, but squirrels have back ankles that rotate 180 degrees, turning their paws all the way around to grip the tree trunk as they descend. Wow, I didn't know that. That's pretty crazy. Wow. Did you know that, Esmeralda? They can rotate their back ankles 180 degrees?
I didn't.
That's crazy talk. Wow. So squirrels will never sprain their ankle because they can just twist them around.
What if they twist it too much?
Then they have a little squirrel cast.
Like 360.
On their little leg, on their little squirrel foot. Several towns compete for the title of Home of the White Squirrel. You ever seen a white squirrel, Esmeralda?
No.
Oh, really? You haven't?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay. We had one in our neighborhood, well, when we were in Squirrel Land, when Heather and I lived in Squirrel Land. That's Albany Park, by the way, Esmeralda. All these.
I've never seen a white squirrel. I've seen the black squirrels that are in Wells Park.
Right.
At Montrose and
Lincoln.
Western.
Yeah, and Western. Well, Lincoln, there, Western, yeah. The squirrels are more popular. Squirrels are a more popular town mascot than you might think, surprisingly. More than one town wants to be known as the home of the white squirrel, including Kenton, Tennessee, Marionville, Missouri, the Canadian city of Exeter in Ontario, and Brevard, North Carolina. The location of the annual White Squirrel Festival, though, is in Olney, Illinois. They may be the most intense about their high population of albino squirrels. There is a $750 fine for killing the all-white animals, and they have the legal right-of-way on roads. What? There's an official city count of the squirrels each year, and in 1997, realizing the local cats posed a threat to their beloved road residents, city council banned residents from letting their cats run loose outdoors. In 2002, the city held a 100-year white squirrel celebration, erecting a monument and holding a squirrel blessing by a priest. Police officers wore special squirrel-themed patches for the event. Where is Olney, Illinois, Dan? O-L-N-E-Y. Anybody ever? I've never. They give the squirrel the legal right of way, Esmeralda.
Wow.
It looks like it's just, it's kind of parallel to St. Louis.
Mm.
So, you know, obviously the lower half of the state, closer to the Indiana border, though.
Okay.
So kind of mid-distance between St. Louis and Cincinnati.
Okay. All right. Well, that's where you're going to go, and you're going to, you if you're crossing the street, the squirrel gets the right of way. Just remember that. How about this one? Their fur may have spread leprosy in the Middle Ages. Oh, that's something we should appreciate. What is that? If you always warn your friends not to pet or feed squirrels because they can spread disease, put this story in your back pocket for later. They may have helped leprosy spread from Scandinavia to the UK in the 9th century. Okay. How about this one? They're more powerful than hackers. What? While energy companies may worry about hackers disrupting power grids, squirrels are actually far more powerful than cyber whizzes when it comes to sabotaging our electricity supply. A website called Cyber Squirrel One documents every public record of squirrels and other animals disrupting power services dating back to 1987. It has counted more than 1,100 squirrel-related outages across the world for that time period, which is no doubt a vast underestimate. In a 2016 survey of public power utilities, wildlife was the most common cause for power outages, and for most power companies that tends to mean squirrels. I love that. 1,100 squirrel related outages. What caused the power outage? It's squirrel related. How about this? They can heat up their tails to ward off predators. What? So they can twist their ankles all the way around. They can heat up their tails. What are we talking about here? Is this an alien species we're talking about? California ground squirrels have an interesting way of scaring off rattlesnakes. Like cats, their tails puff up when they go on the defense. A squirrel will wave its tail at a rattlesnake to convince the snake that it's a formidable opponent. Surprisingly, they whip their tails at their foes, whether it's light or dark outside. Squirrels can control the blood flow to their tails to cool down or keep warm, and they use this to their advantage in a fight, pumping blood into their tails. Even if the rattlesnakes can't see the bushy tails, researchers found in 2007, they can sense heat coming off of them. Wow. So there's a few reasons why we should appreciate squirrels, Esmeralda. I'm just a little freaked out by what the whole ankle-tail thing. Heating up their tails and twisting their ankles around. Okay. Well, there you go. Everything you ever wanted to know about squirrels. Don't say you never learn anything when you listen to this show.